אשיר על השם בחיי, הזמרה דלקי בידי. אשיר על השם בחיי, ואזמרה לאלוקי בעיני. ירד עליו שיחי, אנוכי אשמח בה' יתעמוד.
You know, one of the challenges of our lives is the future and the past. As we've said many times, V'haser satan milfaneinu machareinu, is either we're haunted by our past, or we're afraid of our future. We're afraid of our future. And it's very difficult to pakeach ivrim, to open up our eyes and to see the present, right? As they say in a cute way, the present is the biggest present. It's a present, the present moment, to see Hashem in our life. To see Hashem in our life. To see Hashem, lemafrei akoyre, we could already start talking about Purim a little bit. Akoyre samagila lemafrei lo yatza. Pashup Shah means you can't start from the last pasuk and read it backwards. But the tzaddikim, I think the Sfasema says, Akuris ha-Megillah l'mafreya means that everybody has a Megillah. Everyone one day is going to have a Megillah. You were born here. Vayhi b'mei, right? B'mei Brooklyn, Avi just said. Brooklyn. You were born in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably. So Brooklyn, Maimonides. No, probably. Yeah, the city, same thing. Right, wherever you were born. Vayhi, Abayoyim, that day when you were born, to your father, to your mother. And here's the story. Here's the story. So now when we read it objectively, when we read about Esther and Mordechai and Ahasuerus, so we know the story. So we know the story, so we're already comforted with the story because we know there's a good ending. We know there's a good ending. We know there's a good ending. What do they say? I said this recently, right? What do they say? If it's all good at the end, it all works out at the end. So if it didn't work out yet, then it's not the end, right? I made a bracha before. It works out. It all works out. Just the catch, so to speak, is to be able to live your life and to be able to find the simanim baderech, as some of the tzaddikim talk. You say to find the Yosef HaTzadik when he was being sold, right? And it was smelled good in the you know, whatever he was being sold down. So it was like, oh, the hug. Hashem is hugging me during my journey. David HaMelech is king, literally king, and figuratively king at that. David HaMelech represents David Malka Meshicha. David HaMelech represents, yeah, quick, Simcha, yeah, go.
Rabbi said that it all works out at the end.
Yes.
Yeah,
right, yeah. It's cute. It's a cute line, but yeah, go, let me hear.
How do we know it's all going to work out in the end?
Yeah, good, because we do. Because Hashem loves us, that's why. Because Hashem loves us. Even Gehenna, so you're going to say, oh, but I'll go to Gehenna?
Not even that. There are people that don't survive until it gets better.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So even if you go to Gehenna, they say, is like a hospital. So at the end, they'll give you the operation that's needed. They'll take care of you. Hashem loves you. Hashem loves each and every one of us. Again, I'm just saying, right, I'm just saying, Lefi, even if you want to say that the guy, I'm going to all the way to the extreme, Simcha, even if you want to say the guy had a terrible life, and he messed up, and it's not the end, at the end, in Olam Haba, he'll go through, he has to go through Gehenna, he'll have to go through whatever the purification that Hashem loves us. But we're tzaddikim over here, what are you worried about? It's already, it's good, you're here in yeshiva, you're here working on yourself. Everybody here is a tzaddik, mamish. I'm saying that. Some are bigger tzaddikim, but we're all in yeshiva. What are you doing in yeshiva? What is anybody doing in yeshiva? You're in yeshiva. You're working on yourselves. Everybody here is so beautiful. Just what's our problem? Our problem is linking it together. That's our problem. As the tzaddik, or the tzanzer, I think the Divrei Chaim, Mitzvah Hashem, not to talk about the trip for those who are going, I think we might, if Alavai, we end up by the Divrei Chaim. Sanzer, he's the one who's, we got a daven. Halavai, that he's one of the, he said that I'm always building bridges from my head to my heart. That's what I do for a living. So we're always trying to bring David HaMelech, Malka Meshicha. David HaMelech was the one who dealt, I had this before, I was looking up a few things. I still didn't find the exact place. It's fine. Yeah. We all daven. I don't know why I can't find it. It's Min HaShemayim that I can't find it. But he says, David HaMelech is the one who says, "Im esek shamayim shama ata va'atzia sha'ol hineka." Whether I'm having an aliyah and I'm everything is good for me, you're there with me, Hashem. When I'm in my lowest of low, you're there with me, Hashem. That's what it means. "Im esek shamayim shama ata." If I'm in the heavens, you're with me. What does that mean? If I'm in the heavens, if I'm having a good day, Hashem, you're with me. If I'm having a bad day, Hashem, you're with me. One of the hardest things to do is to bring Hashem into your life. It's very, very difficult for a person to bring Hashem into his life, because once you bring Hashem into your life in everything, then you have really everything. Yesh li kol. Yaakov Avinu is yesh li kol. He has everything. He has everything. Now, Hashem can manifest himself through people. Hashem can manifest himself. Manifestation means he appears to you. So when you were born, when your story begins, HaKoris HaMegillah LaMafreya is, it's no great shakes to look back and say, oh, Hashem was with me, Hashem is with me. The catch, the kunz, the trick, our avoida, our beauty is to bring Hashem into my life now. And to bring Hashem on my journey with me. And to realize, why do I have this learning disability? It's coming to teach me something. Why do I have this struggle with my father and my mother? Because it's there, it's going to teach me something when I get married. It's going to teach me something for my children. Why do I have this addiction? Why do I have this problem? Why does this like this, this like that? Why? And those are great, great questions. When a person realizes, and David HaMelech is king at this, I'm going to quote it. It says that when David HaMelech was killed, beat Goliath, when David HaMelech was able to beat Goliath, what are you smiling? David and Goliath. Yeah? So what does it say? He says, Gam es hadoiv es hari hika es avdecha. What did he say? I was able to kill the lion, and I was able to kill the bear. Okay? And then he says, I was able to kill the lion and kill the bear. Right? There were these lions and bears when he was younger. And he was able to kill them. And just like I was able to kill them, what does he say? He says, so too I was able to kill Goliath. And when he killed Goliath, that's when he became the man. That's when he became, Shaul was, that was like, okay, he beat him. He beat Goliath. He beat like the big giant, the big mammoth. How is he able to do it? Know what he said? He said, Gam es hadoiv, gam es ha'ari, hika savdecha. I was able when I was a kid and I was shepherding. What happened? What's the story? David HaMelech was shepherding. And he was shepherding just like Moshe Rabbeinu, just like all the leaders. They were out shepherding the sheep. And what happened? One shepsula starts getting away. Starts getting away. And what happens? What does the leader do? The leader doesn't say, oh, who cares about the individual? Who cares about the individual? I got all my people. No. The leaders care about the individual. So he runs after a little sheep. He runs after that little sheep. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. David HaMelech has a bear, has a lions and bears. And what did he do? He dove into Hashem. He made it through. And what happened? He was able to save the sheep, Biyad Hashem. From Hashem. Hashem, he said, Hashem, help me save this little sheep. What did he do? Anybody know the story? What did David HaMelech do? Everyone's going to say, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did this. What did he do? He shechted the sheep. I don't know if it was right then, but he took the sheep and he made himself a coat. He made himself a coat. He made himself a coat. Why? Because he always wanted to remember. He always wanted to remember that Hashem saved me. So he had a coat. So every time he looked in the mirror, I'm joking, but every time he looked and he put on his coat, what would he do? He'd say, ah, beautiful. Right? Now the pasuk says, when he was talking to Goliath, to Goliath, he says, V'nosa es Zeh, there's a kri and a ksiv. I don't have it written here which one's what. But he says, V'nasa es zeh. The pasuk says, and I carried up the sheep. I think that's what it says, but the girsa, I don't know what's written and what we learn it, is V'nasa es zeh. He brought this with him everywhere he went, and that's what helped him battle Goliath. Your private victories will help you with your public victories in the future. Which means what? You struggle with this thing. You struggle with this thing, and Hashem helps you with this thing. You went through what you went through. You go through this thing, and you make yourself a coat. You remind yourself that when I was a little kid, I told this to someone the other day. I told this to a teenage kid the other day. I said, I want to tell you, because in school, he asked me, whatever, we were schmoozing. And I said, I want to just tell you one thing. Don't ever bully a kid in school. Don't ever bully a kid in school. And if you're bullied, okay, try and talk to your parents, tell someone. But that already is, of course, is very important. Don't you ever bully somebody. So I asked the father was with me. I said, I hope I'm not being too harsh. I said, why did I tell the guy not to bully? Because I told him what goes around comes around. I promise you, if you bully someone, you will pay for it. You, if there's a kid in your class, if there's a kid that people gang up on, if there's a person who's a little bit less fortunate than you, if you're someone who joins the club and the group to hurt another kid when you have the ability to stand up for a kid, and it's one of the hardest things to do, like we speak about Lashon Hara, you're able to stand up for someone. You're able to be there for someone. I guarantee you, you might not see it tomorrow. You might not see it in a month from now. But Hashem will pay you back in a good way if you stand up. It's the same thing with Lashon Hara, I tell people. You might lose some friends, so to speak, when not talking Lashon Hara. You might lose some friends if you stand up for the victim. But I promise you, that eventually what happens is it all catches up with you. You'll end up marrying this type of girl. This will end up happening. You'll be rich. People want to know, how come this guy has financially, he became rich? I don't know. You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. How come this guy had hatzlacha with his children 20 years later, 30 years later? I've had people come over to me, mamish, had people come over to me. And I remember as a little kid, right, I was good in sports and I was always excelled in sports. I remember, I didn't even remember this. A kid told, he's not a kid, he's my age. He told, I almost don't remember this. I remember when we were playing basketball, I don't remember if it was basketball or if it was a baseball where he struck out. Something happened where he missed the last shot or he struck out the last batter. And I remember, I don't remember this, but he told me that I remember I loved playing sports. I was very competitive in sports. And he told me that after he missed the shot, he struck out, whatever it is, I went over to him. I don't know what I said, whatever it was. And I was mechazik him. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's the team. It's the team. Don't worry about it. I don't remember what I said. Now, one thing I could say is that when I heard the story, I was like, Baruch Hashem, he didn't come tell me, you know, I have tainas on you, because when I lost the basketball game or I need to talk to you. Now, it could be I've done that to people. But this is 30 years later, 40 years later, I don't know how long afterwards, that he's telling me that he remembers that I didn't put him down, right? And I could have put him down, or I could have been upset at him. That those things, like David HaMelech, it'll stay with you your entire life. How you act to other people, how a person acts and brings Hashem into your childhood, into your whatever you're dealing with now, and you bring Hashem into that, and you realize that it's a gift from Hashem. It's from Hashem. How can I use this for my future? You have no idea in 20, 30, 40 years. You have no idea. Now, a person might say, okay, what do I have to think about 20, 30, 40 years from now? What do I have to think about? The answer is you create your future as you're living it right now. We're all waiting. We're all waiting for that moment, whether you're going to get married. You're waiting until you'll have children. You're waiting to create that future. You're creating your future right now as a person is, first of all, you've created already from your childhood. You've already created from your childhood. From your childhood and what type of person you were. Now, there are certain things that of course, you can't take back. If you have hurt people in your childhood, if you weren't there, you weren't connected in a certain way. Okay, but the time to begin that is now. You could do tshuva. You could do tshuva. Person could do tshuva. Person can go ahead and start saying, you know what, I got to start looking at things differently. I'm a guy who's mean to people. I'm a guy who's doesn't bring Hashem into my emunah with my parents. I'm someone who doesn't realize how blessed I am. Whatever it might be. Everybody has stuff. We all have stuff that we got to try and link it together to connect to who we are, where we are. What are you going to, I have to say again, because Michal, I can't say enough. Michal showed me, I just want to say, Michal is right? Crazy. What's the risk? Did you follow your plan? What emotions did you feel? How to improve? This is like when a person documents 24 hours here, he has a circle like a pizza. Goals, right? Goals are basically useless without a system. Your phone is a tool, but if you treat it like a toy, it will destroy you. So everyone's going to say, wait. I said this to someone recently. Oh, you're working on drinking. This guy's working at drinking. I don't want to drink. I don't want to smoke. I don't want to be on my phone. No, go look outside. Go see what the world is. Go to a wedding. Go see this 40-year-old guy is drinking a lot. This 60-year-old guy is drinking a lot. This guy's smoke. You're going to wait. This guy's on his phone a lot. Go on a plane. I'm sure I love when I go on a plane and I see people in their 50s, in their 60s. I love the way I watch people act in a good way. Exactly. Very good. In the first class. You see people getting angry at 50 years old, at 60 years old, at 70 years old, at 80 years old. They're on their phone. And again, we're not judging anyone. I'm not for real. I really don't judge anyone. I love I don't want anyone to judge anyone. I love when I'm on a plane. I love when I'm on a plane and it's dark and that guy is either, it's the worst when they're learning. Sorry to say it. And don't judge that guy when the lights, he's got all the lights. He's got 17 lights, right? And everyone's, I'm like, go to sleep. Or take out your flashlight. Sometimes if I'll, let's say, want to, you know, learn or something, I'll take my phone sometimes. And I'll even be careful with that. Why? Because if it's dark. Now, again, we can't judge someone because that's going to happen on the next plane. You're going to be sitting near someone who's going to, you know, put on the lights and you're going to be like, right? It's always the guy, right? There's always that guy. And I mamash judge them favorably. I really do. I mamash judge them favorably. But, thank you, Rabbi. Yes, I'll take it. I do. I really judge them favorably. However, don't be that guy at 3 o'clock in the morning when the plane, you know, right? When the plane, it's dark and you're sitting there, you know, learning. It's always the best when they're learning, right? You're learning and you got the lights all over the place. Don't do that. It's okay. Right? It's like the minyanim. I don't want to start getting into that, but it's true. The minyanim. You don't have to suddenly we're davening big yesh meraba. Then don't fly. Right? Don't fly on a plane if you have. I love when they do that when someone. Okay, now I'm getting going off on a rant a little bit. I love when the guy comes and he has to switch his seat, right? Because he can't sit next to a woman. I wonder who asked you to fly? Who asked you to fly? So don't fly. Take a horse. I don't know. Take a wagon. Why are you flying? If you're worried about the Shmir Seinayim, so why are you flying? So you're not looking at the stewardess. Don't fly. If you're flying, you look at the stewardess and you say thank you, ma'am. And you don't have to look at her in a inappropriate way. That's between you and yourself. But you're a big tzaddik. I always say that. You go to the store. The guys go to the store. And they're a big tzaddik. They go to someone's house and they eat. Right? I can't look at the. So sit in your room and go buy dips and be a tzaddik. Don't be a tzaddik. With the wife and you're shomer, you're an ayim. No, look at the wife and say thank you for the kugel and thank you so much and say good Shabbos to her. And you could even say good Shabbos to the daughter and to the person, to a girl there. Oy vey, shomer an ayim. So don't go to the meal. Why are you going to the meal? Okay, we should tell you there's no Mike Monday. I see it's coming as Mama Shpil on Tuesday. But it's true. Now you can't judge someone who does that. I have no idea how we got here. Michal, it's your fault.
Phone.
Yeah, because it's MS what I'm saying. It's MS what I'm saying. And you know what I'm saying is MS. And you know what? And it's not that guy. I just want to tell you. It's not that guy. It's not that Hasidish guy. It's not the Vizhnitzer, no offense, Burich. I'm just saying, Satmer, it's not the Haisa Hasidish guy who's the problem. I'm the problem. It's not that guy who's not nice. It's in your room. Yes, it's in your room. It's with your roommate. It's in the dining room. It's being sensitive to another person. It's being sensitive to a cat. Well, we have to talk about the cats. But we have to. But it's being sensitive. That's part of the problem. It's being sensitive to nature. It's being sensitive, like we said the other day, to a cup. It's being sensitive to be aware of your surroundings, to be aware of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, of who you are, to connect now. Don't wait till you're married. Everybody's waiting till they're married. Don't wait till you're married. You'll have enough issues going on, I promise you. You'll have enough that we'll have to talk about when you're married. There's enough to talk about when you're married, how to have a deep, incredible, and marriage is amazing. Marriage is amazing. Everyone hear that? I want a big clap for that. Marriage is amazing. Marriage is the most beautiful. Go run and get married. Go run and get married. I'm telling you guys, unless you're 18, 19 years old, we could talk. Go run and get married. Marriage is incredible. Marriage is incredible. Marriage is mamish incredible. At the same time, it starts how you look at your childhood now. It starts how you look at your father now. I'm not saying you have to be good with your father or your mother, but it's how you look at it. It's how you look at it. Am I the one who's waiting for them to give to me? Am I waiting for them to parent me? Am I waiting for my father to be my father and to be that, my mother to be that mother that I never had, my father to be that family that I always wanted that I... Okay. I'm not saying not to go to therapy and not to work that through and the inner child, you know, I'm king at that stuff. We love that stuff. But at the same time, am I davening for my father, my mother? Do I call them? Am I looking to build my family? Am I looking at it now? You're not 15 years old, 16 years old where you're not. And now we're getting a time of the year. Wait till after Pesach when I'm going to talk stronger to everybody because it's one of my favorite times is after Pesach. You know why? I like after Pesach a lot? Because nobody is a first-year guy anymore. You're on your way to being, like I wish at some point we could just freeze it and have no, because I have more rachmanis a little bit on a guy who just got here. So he doesn't even know what's going on yet. He didn't come to the shiurim. He doesn't really know what's going on. By the time you get to Pesach and this yeshiva, if you were here from the beginning, so you're already now chopping, you're already scratching your head saying, oh my goodness, I got a lot of work to do. I got to be more honest with myself, my stuff going on. Okay, great. So now we're here. Now it's game time. Now I could say it's game time. Because whether you're 18 or 19 or 20 or 21 or 22, the clock has already begun to tick. Okay, go. Shimmy, you had a question.
Yeah, I wanted to add a point before we complain.
We got time.
I always say just try to be more thoughtful and more considerate, but it doesn't mean that you should always be considerate about everything and change how you want to be, like how you want to be Utah, and be considerate about other people, but you still do your thing. But still try to be considerate of what your actions might cost another person. Like with the light thing, be considerate to use a flashlight, but on a low level so no one else can get caught.
Right, so Shimi's asking, he's saying, at what point, I think this is what you're asking.
No, I'm not asking, I'm just adding a point, just be more thoughtful, more considerate.
Correct. It's not a contradiction. I'll say even more. Thank you, Shimmy. Yes, thank you, Shimmy. I think that what happens is we get, and again, maybe I'm taking this to another level. It comes to like either people pleasing, and I have to make sure that I'm considerate for everybody else, or correct. That's what I'm living the life. I'm taking care of me, and everyone else can jump in a lake. And what's good, what you're saying, Shimmy, is that it's not a contradiction. I guarantee you that anybody here who is, and you know what, it's funny because it's like Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Atzmo. The Nesiv Shalom says, the Slonimer says, a beautiful pshat. He says there's the way people call you. I'm going to embellish it a little bit. Because it's really the same Yesod. There's what your parents call you. There's what your friends call you. There's what God calls you. Meaning, I don't mean like your name, how they connect to you and how they t- talk to you, how you're referred to. If you think about it, how do my parents refer to me? How do my peers refer to me? Like who I am to them? Who am I to them? Who am I to my roommates? Who am I to my parents? Who am I to my siblings? Who am I to my Rebbeim? Who am I to God? And says the Slonimer, he says, the goal in life is you want to be the same you to everybody, which is, I think, what Shimi's saying. Now, again, I'm not going to be with my roommate like I am with my parents. I'm going to honor my parents differently. I'm going to honor your parents differently. But I'm true to myself. I'm true to the situation. I'm true to my surroundings, no matter where I am, no matter who I am. That's the goal. And what you're saying, Shimi, is so beautiful because it is so true. A lot of times we are extra sensitive to our surroundings, but we suffer. We'll have to say the word codependent because it is supposed to be no mic. I mean, it's Tuesday, no mic. Monday, we're supposed to do no mic, but we're not doing no mic. I just want to say I'm studying deeply. Nachi could testify. I'm studying deeply love, addiction, love, avoidance. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to share that with everybody because I'm getting it more clear and more clear. And I can't wait to share that to the point where we're even going to share it not on a No Mic Monday. That's how clear Mitzvah Hashem I want to get it. But it's so powerful. It's so powerful, the love avoidance and the love addiction. It's very, very, very prevalent to the way people are and connected to their relationship with their parents and their family. But this is where it begins. Most people, Shimi, and what you're saying, most people, it's either or. They live in the world of either or. Either it's all me or it's all the other person. And like you're saying, even though I don't like the word balance so much, the goal is to be able to be true to yourself and also to be true to somebody else and to be beautiful to other people. And it all begins. It all began already. It all began already. It began already, everyone. I'm just telling you. It began already. If you were a teenager, if you were 16 years old, could be, you know what, I told that young guy also, don't bully, I told him that also. The truth is, it could begin when you're as young as it needs to begin.
It begins when you're born.
It begins when you're born. We don't always have the das. Now we have the das. I think we have to strengthen also. We have to strengthen it. We really have to strengthen it with the Binyamin and Ari principle. We have to strengthen it. We have to strengthen. We have to strengthen our not being. That's what Michal's machazik me. We do have to strengthen not being on our phones so much. We do have to strengthen our conversations, our listening more. We do have to strengthen our inner work that we have to do because the Yetzer Hara really, really doesn't want us to tap in to our history, our childhood, who we are, who we can become. Yitzhara does not want us. And then what ends up happening, if you can't do it now, I'm not saying this in a threatening way. If you can't do it now, we were speaking at the wedding last night. If you can't do it now, if you're having trouble doing it now, it's going to be much, much harder in a certain way. Start doing it now. It gets much harder when you have more bills to pay and you have children and you have that. This is the time where you can really, really tap in. And I just want to say this last thing, and then Shuli, I'll go to you. I want to say this last thing. It's very important. People, and it's my fault, I want to communicate it better. So everyone's like, okay, so I got to do that, and then I can get married. So now I got to do all this, and then I can get married. That's not true. It's not true. If that's what you're thinking, it's not true. For all the older guys, it's not true. You can get married now. You need to remember this point. And that point is that I'm working and I'm a work in progress. And I realize that my journey is a real journey. And I accept the things that I've been through I gotta stop running away from those things. It doesn't mean that I have to totally, it's like I tell people with therapy sometimes, you think like you gotta go to a therapist and you gotta like throw it all up. You don't have to throw up, right? I don't want to go into a lot of anyone who's been through deeper therapy, they know it's like, I don't want to go there because it's so dark and heavy and I don't want to go there. And I always say, you don't have to go dark and heavy. Share a little bit. It's like that with your wife as well. People think you have to be totally healed and totally on this madriga to get married. Shkoyach, you know your friend who's not totally healed, and he's not, come on, it doesn't work like that. But if I know that I'm in the process of healing, and I know that that's what I want the relationship to be, and I know that my parents might have messed up, and I'm going to mess up also, and that's okay. And I know that it's all from Hashem. You know, we got to make a new 5 foundations. Remind me. Can I make another new? Maybe we'll do it after we stop recording over here. We got to have, I'm just going to do it. I got it. Let's do it after Shir. Let's stick around. I'm not going to do it in the recording because I want to talk it out more. We could pause. Yeah, we'll end the recording in a second. Anyone who wants to stick around, we got to make, it doesn't have to be 5. I made 5. Now it's 6. 5.5 principles of a 5 plus a 6. Yeah, I don't know if 6. 5.5. 5 in a parenthesis of the girl you're going to marry and you're good. I could do it 10 out of 10. 5 things, 10 out of 10. Don't worry, don't get lost in the 5, 6. What we got to do now is we're going to make a thing. We're going to make a thing where there are principles that you're ready to get married. After you're 20, I'll give it when you're 20 and a half years old. Because before then already, unless you're Hasidish and that, I don't want to get involved with the parents. My son's too young. So I agree. We're going to say 20, 20 and a half, 21 years old. I'm going to do a 5-thing principle. And if those check off, go meet the Shadchan. Okay. Nisano, go.
Or meet her.
You're not doing it?
Oh.
Keep asking.
Yeah, whatever.
Everybody who gets married?
Yeah.
Why?
Because everybody who gets married is a finished product? What are you talking about?
No, but it's not a riot, but that's why.
No, my point just is, it's fine. My point was just, it's fine. Aviel, you're ready to get married.
Even though imachlokes is well known, it is still forbidden to talk negatively about either side. One should also make sure not to make a general negative statement about the people involved in the machlokes.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nisal. So important. Thank you, Nisal. Very, very important. Very, very important that people think that you could just say, you know, groups of people, this one agrees with this one, this, that, and it's known. What do you mean? It's known that this one with this, you're never good to talk about anybody else. Have an incredible. Michal, okay, go, Michal.
Rebbe said tap in now. It reminded me of something that I wrote down.
Yeah?
It's not supposed to.
Look at this guy, guys. Look at this guy. I love it. I love it.
It's supposed to feel necessary. It's supposed to feel necessary to work on yourself.
Correct.
It's not supposed to be fun and easy.
Correct. Correct.
We'll have a good time.
It will be fun and it will be correct. It's got to be net. I like what you're saying, Michal. It's got to be necessary to say, I got to. It's one of the 5 things that we'll deal with. Thank you. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life.